This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Brady from Puyallup is. Brady, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Brady has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What do you call animals that can live on land and in water?
Amphibians.
Correct. What famous hotel was recently imploded on the Las Vegas Strip?
Pass.
Which video game company created the character Princess Zelda?
Nintendo.
Yes. What? Which fashion brand is known for its double G logo?
Gucci.
Correct. Leatherface is a character from what horror movie?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Correct. In Scrabble, two letters are worth 10 points each. Z and what other letter?
Q.
Correct. Jason Bateman plays a money laundering financial advisor in which TV show?
That's Ozark.
Yes. The flag of Ireland is white, green, and what?
Orange.
Correct. What Simpsons character has older twin sisters?
That's Marge.
Yes. The United Nations officially began in what decade?
The 30s.
No.
40.
Correct.
Whoa.
Brady, you got 9 correct.
Damn.
That is good. Ooh, let's go, Brady.
I'm feeling very confident.
I am too. I think Steve is going down.
You smell that, Sarah? It's trouble.
Is that Steve?
Yeah, Steve's in trouble.
Oh, okay.
What just happened?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what trouble smells like.
I don't want to know.
Hand farts. Apparently, yes.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What do you call animals that can live on land and in water?
Amphibious.
No.
Crap. Amphibian.
Correct. What famous hotel was recently imploded on the Las Vegas Strip?
Oh, the Mirage?
No.
Which hotel? Oh, man. Sam's Town.
No.
Pass.
Which video game company created the character Princess Zelda?
Oh, Nintendo.
Yes. Which fashion brand is known for its
Tropicana.
Double G? Correct.
Thank you.
Which fashion brand is known for its double G logo?
Gucci?
Yeah. Leatherface is a character from what horror movie?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Correct.
Chainsaw.
In Scrabble, two letters are worth 10 points each. Z and what other letter?
X.
No.
Q.
Yes. Mm. Jason Bateman plays a money laundering financial advisor in which TV show?
Oh, crap. I watched that show a couple times. Oh, man.
Did you?
Shameless?
No.
I know it's not that. Oh, crap. It wasn't bad either. But my wife didn't like it. Pass.
The flag of Ireland is white, green, and what?
Orange.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Wow, a few of them stumped you there, didn't they?
That one's going to bother me.
Steve, you got 7 correct, which is an all right score, but not as all right as our buddy Brady. 9-7.
Oh, damn.
Woo!
Which one did he get wrong?
He didn't know Tropicana.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but he did know Jason Bateman plays a money laundering financial advisor in Ozark.
Ozark.
It's a really good show.
It was.
Oh, I loved that show.
And I was like really into it, and then my wife forgot what happened, so we went back and watched the first episode again, and then she just wasn't interested. I'm like, I can't do this. I don't have this kind of energy to keep going back and watching the same episode. It's like Groundhog Day.
Because then it probably happened again, too.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
wouldn't watch it for a while, and then you'd have to start all over.
Yeah.
What Simpsons character has older twin sisters?
Marge.
Correct. The United Nations officially began in what decade?
70s.
No, the 40s.
40s.
there you go. Either way, you would have lost. So congrats.
Ozark.
KISW presents Disturbed, the 25th anniversary tour of The Sickness. And that's happening on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo of next year at Climate Pledge Arena. Be listening all this week for the code word to text to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets to the show. And today, you're going to want to listen at 8:50 because after we play Beat Migs at that time, we're going to give you the morning code word. Get all the details at KISW.com. A Seattle rock legend was once considered for the job of fronting Van Halen. And he wasn't the only rock star that almost sang for the band.
This blew my mind yesterday.
Yeah, these are wild facts, and you're going to hear all about it after Three Doors Down.
The Daily Mix Show! Hey! The Daily Mix Show.
Apparently, both Ozzy Osbourne and Chris Cornell were considered as possible singers for Van Halen.
I saw this interview with Alex Van Halen. Both of those artists, I can't wrap my head around this. I can't even, like, I even went online to try and find if there's any, like, audio of Cornell covering Van Halen or Ozzy covering Van Halen. I'm like, I just can't even hear it in my ears.
I mean, to your point, yesterday we were talking about, like, unheard demos and things like that.
Right.
I would pay money to hear what that would sound like because it is impossible to wrap your head around it. But this, apparently, with Ozzy was about 2001 after Gary Cherone's tenure was coming to a close.
Oh, that's Van Halen's greatest singer, Gary Cherone.
On Van Halen 3.
Yes, from Extreme.
But then this was right at the time that the Osbournes were launching on MTV, and that basically killed the deal. And this is... You know, I just can't even imagine because Ozzy can't do the same kind of vocals as like a David Lee Roth or a Sammy Hagar.
Well, I got to imagine it's less about, I mean, when they brought Sammy Hagar in, I don't think they were like, oh, Sammy could sing like David Lee Roth. They're probably just thinking this is a new chapter of Van Halen, a different sound. And I got to imagine they're like, we can't make Ozzy not be Ozzy. It's just going to be like this super group type of a thing.
So wild.
I would love to hear it.
And then several years later, Van Halen was rehearsing with Chris Cornell as a possible lead singer. And Alex had said in this interview that after that jam session, they were completely sold on Chris Cornell. And then he passed away in 2017. So this was much more recent.
That one, I just can't hear Cornell singing like Jump. You know what I mean? Like, that would just be so weird. I would love to hear it, but I just can't picture it.
It's hard to... Yeah, I can't either. But they did say that when Chris Cornell was there rehearsing with them, that he was in a very fragile part of his life. But they said they jammed for 45 minutes, and he got so into it that he started bleeding.
Like his fingers, because I guess Cornell was playing bass.
Yeah, it's wild.
And the funny part is, I went on YouTube to try and see if there was any audio of Cornell... Soundgarden, Audioslave covering Van Halen. Couldn't find anything, but I found an interview that Pete Thorne, who was a guitarist with Cornell when he was doing his solo stuff, and he shared a story about how Cornell was trying to arrange something with him and Eddie Vedder where they were going to make like a recording project where it was going to be Pete on guitar, Eddie Van Halen on guitar, and Cornell singing, and Pete Thorne shared that story on an interview.
Chris Cornell floated the idea of you maybe working on a song. And would you be interested in something like that? And he said, yeah, sure. And 45 minutes later, he texted me. He said, Ed wants you to call him. Here's his cell phone number. And I don't want to get anybody excited thinking that this ever got finished because it didn't. But he did work on it. And, you know, I would go up there over the next couple of weeks and he had played on it. And I would listen to it and just be like, I can't believe this is happening. But this is, you know, myself and Eddie on a track. And then it never got a vocal on it by Chris. You know, that was what it
wow.
was. And he had got busy doing the next Van Halen record right around then and yeah. producing things up. And it ended up, you know, he was just like, yeah, man, I got busy doing this. And it just never ended up getting finished.
Again, going back to, I would love to hear that.
Oh, absolutely. Also in this interview, Alex Van Halen said that they were planning a Van Halen tour following Eddie's death in 2020, but says that David Lee Roth was the reason that that didn't happen.
Ah, yes!
And he apparently, DLR freaked out at the suggestion that they pay tribute to Eddie Van Halen during the shows.
That seems strange.
How could you not? And then Dave's rep says that this claim is nonsense, so we don't really know what the truth is there.
Yeah, I feel like both have their own version of what the truth is, but there's something in the middle. That just seems so strange to me. As weird as David Lee Roth is, I mean, he has to acknowledge the fact that Eddie Van Halen is a big part of the band Van Halen. You know what I mean? Like, if they want to have a moment, like when we went and saw Pantera, there was a moment where they paid tribute to Dimebag and Vinny when they had like a bunch of videos going while they were playing like a pre-recorded version of Cemetery Gates.
Sure.
And it was a really cool, powerful moment. Metallica did that with Cliff Burton as well. I can't picture... I mean, maybe egos are so big that he's like, if I'm going to do this, I don't want any attention on Eddie. But that just seems so strange to me.
Well, if you want more of the tea of Van Halen, Alex Van Halen's new memoir, Brothers, comes out next week.
I saw a couple like little blurbs and clips like from the book, and it does seem like a great read, especially if you're a Van Halen fan.
Absolutely. Have you guys ever stolen something from this workplace?
Today? Not yet.
Not yet. There's still time.
Yeah. There's still some things I need to print.
Well, one woman did, and it was her last day on the job. But what did she do when they called her out on this? You're going to hear from her at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A woman named Airlie Rose is going viral for saying that when she finally left that toxic job she was stuck in, she stole her office chair. But they ended up emailing her.
She's just rolling it out like, F you guys, I'm out of here.
Jeez. They ended up emailing her saying, hey, you got to bring that chair back. You can't have that. So then she did bring it back and said it was very embarrassing. So this is some audio of Airlie Rose explaining what happened.
When I left my last job, I took my chair. In my mind, I figured that I had been sitting there taking years of emotional, physical, and verbal abuse. And for some reason, I was like, well, I've been sitting here taking it, so I'm going to take my chair. And needless to say, they emailed me like a week later saying, bring back the chair, and I did. And it was really embarrassing, but, you know, you live and you learn.
Way to stand up for yourself. I mean, I go after yourself. Physical abuse, too?
That sounds cruel. I want to know where she was working. What was this place?
It was probably like a flower shop.
Shut him down.
Yeah. I mean, I would just be like, go screw yourself. I'm keeping this chair.
For sure.
I'm just like, my bad. I'll bring it back tomorrow.
Well, then after this video went viral, she ended up asking her followers on social media what things they took on their way out of a job.
Okay.
So some of the best responses were, someone who worked at a coffee shop says that they took the heavy metal chalkboard that they had to write quotes on.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like that because that's just, it's so dumb, and it'd just be like one of those things where for the rest of the day, the boss and probably your coworker, your former coworker's like, why did Alice take that? Like, why did she need that of all things?
No more inspirational quotes around these parts.
Taking this home with me.
Someone also took an overhead projector for a theater room.
Okay.
That sounds kind of cool.
I don't know why I was picturing one of those ones that we used to have when we were kids in school, like those really low budget ones, but it's probably a nice one.
Someone who worked at a museum said that before they left, they printed themselves an annual pass to the museum with an extended expiration date, and that entitled them also to free entry and 25% off of the gift shop. I mean, you must really like the museum and the gift shop if you felt like you needed that.
Or you're just really spiteful, and then you're just going there just to piss them all off. You're like, oh, there's Brad again.
I mean, you're still spending money at the gift shop.
Right, right. No, for sure, but that's pretty clever.
Have you ever stolen anything on the way out of a job?
On the way out, I'm trying to think of like anything, nothing. No, I think maybe I just took the things that were mine. Like I never thought about like, oh, let me grab this, that, and the other thing. I just don't really like to collect random stuff. And I don't want a reminder of this dumb job. I mean, if there's something awesome I could take, I'm not like this Mr. Pure over here, but like there was nothing worth taking. What about you?
Same kind of thing. I took what I had left there. I brought a Keurig and put it back in the office so that everybody could use it because they had a really crappy coffee machine. So I brought my Keurig and I unplugged that thing and I marched out of there on my last day.
Wait, you should bring that Keurig in here.
Oh, I don't even have it anymore.
Oh.
You want me? We should get a Keurig though. Good call. So, Rockaholics, what about you? What did you grab on the way out of a job? Was it also a relationship even? We could do, what did you grab on the way out of a relationship?
Oh, okay. Now that, I took someone's car. I'm kidding. No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Like, screw you. You cheated on me. I'm taking your car.
If it's a job story, great. A relationship story, also great. Whatever it is, 206-803-ROCK, give us a call and we'll chat with you after Linkin Park. What did you grab? 206-803-ROCK. This could be from a job, a relationship, or anything. What did you grab on the way out? 206-803-ROCK. Sabrina in Everett, what do you still have that you took?
It's a Wi-Fi hotspot.
For real?
Yeah.
And it still works?
It's still active.
And so wait, so I imagine you took it from a company, and are they still paying for it then?
Yeah.
I mean, that's good monthly savings, honestly.
And a testament to how bad they are to keeping tabs on all their stuff. Like, at no point anyone said, hey, what? Every month we're sending a bill. We're getting a bill for this. Who has this hotspot?
Well, and I don't use it all the time. I really only use it when I travel. But, yeah. Like, and every time I'm like, it's like, well, let's see if it works. Yep, still working.
And how long have you had this hotspot for?
Oh, going on probably 3 years?
Wow. Damn the man.
Part of me wants you to just keep doing it, not for mainly just to see how long until they finally realize that it's still being used.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how that's
going to
all work out in the end.
Thanks, Sabrina. Brandon in Snohomish, what did you do in the bathroom at your job?
Oh, Steve, you're going to love this. So my manager, he had his own special bathroom, and all the employees had to use the one downstairs. So the day I got fired, I snuck up his stairs, and I took an upper decker, which is where you poop.
Yeah, we know. You don't need to describe it. We know exactly what an upper decker is, Brandon.
So about a week later, he called me, and he was like, I know it was you that pooped in the top tank of my toilet. And so I sent him an email, and I said, the proof is in the pooping.
Oh, no.
Why does he think I would love that story? I would never give anyone an upper decker, nor do I want to receive an upper decker.
Sure, says the man who did an entire 2 breaks this morning about hand farting.
Completely different.
Thank you, Danny.
Completely different.
206-803-ROCK. It could be from a job,
one
a relationship, or anything. What did you grab on your way out? Tim from Bremerton, you took a car?
Absolutely.
From where?
I was working at a Subaru dealership, and I wasn't making much money, and I hated the place. And so they finally fired me, and when I did, I took my demo with me. I just went to work at a Dodge dealership, and as I was working at the dealership there, I just kept the car until they came and got it, which is like, I don't know, a couple, 3 weeks later.
I was wondering, how long did it go until they finally were like, where is that car? And they had to reach out to you, huh?
It's about 3 weeks.
I mean, yeah, put some miles on a car that doesn't belong to you. I love that.
The new dealership that he's working at is like, we probably shouldn't fire this guy because he might take one of our cars as well. So he said, I took two chairs from my old job via text. This came in. But we had handpicked the chairs from a surplus pile. They would have been thrown away otherwise. They were my chairs.
Yeah, they were.
Another person says, on my last job, they gave me my helmet when I retired, but I loved the place and I didn't want to steal anything, so I turned everything in. And don't get another Keurig. Go to Seattle Coffee Gear. Those guys will hook you up. That's where I bought my machine.
Oh, okay.
And that was the Seattle place. All right.
206-803-ROCK. James and Fife, what did you take from your relationship?
My past relationship, I was dating a girl for probably about like a year, and things were kind of on and off, but she had some tools in her garage, and I told her, hey, I'm going to borrow some stuff, whatever. I didn't know that was, I guess, her new boyfriend that she had been talking to on the side. His tools were there, and I thought they were hers. And so I just kind of picked them up and was just like, I'm going to borrow these for a week. And come to find out, you know, I found out she was cheating on because he was over there, and I never returned his tools. I'm pretty sure they were his.
What do you think the value on those tools might have been?
Let's just say Milwaukee.
Oh.
So I'm like hundreds of dollars. Oh, I got okay. a couple of torque drills, some socket wrenches, you know, a leveler, you know, some random stuff in there. But, you know, it's pretty cool. It looks good, really good in my garage right now.
And, James, thank you for giving us a dollar amount, because when you said Milwaukee, both Danny and I looked at each other and go, I have no idea what that means.
Oh, no, it's one drill from, like, Milwaukee. You're paying at least probably, like, $250.
Okay,
oh,
yeah. Right on, man.
Danny and Steve have soft hands.
Not these calloused hands right here. Look at these calloused hands.
Oh, man, hands.
I mean, they're from drumming, but, you know.
And hand farting.
That too.
This morning, yeah.
But let's just pretend that they're from tools.
Rockaholics, I certainly hope that you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40, because we gave out three correct answers for the next edition of Beat Migs this morning. And Steve has a record of 286 wins, 86 losses, and 50 ties in 2024. So those three answers could do you a lot of good. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.